clear. What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you'd like to drop us an email. This hour of the program, open phones until 10:30. Then we're going to talk with North Dakota House Majority Leader Al Carlson, Republican from Fargo, on the budget surplus projections. Are they off? Are they in line? Where are they at? Also, Renee Mitchell of Bakken Photography on her work documenting the oil boom via pictures coming up a little bit later on this hour. But open phone 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Scott, I know you actually have one of her pictures in your office.
I do, yes, actually in one of our studios, which is
Oh, that's
wonderful.
Right, because you can't find your office because it's worse than mine.
It's actually improving. It was a project over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
So it's getting better.
Mine was on my list.
Photos to prove it. Yeah,
yeah,
Steve and I have a battle.
List, but
this there. Little battle going back and forth on whose office is the absolute worst. By the way, we didn't get much time to talk about this last hour, but welcome your reaction to news that North Dakota's number one in beer. Yeah, we're number one in beer. The Beer Institute has put us on top of this. This is a trade association in Washington, D.C., distinction as the number one per capita beer import state in the country. We have 753,000 plus 31-gallon barrels of beer that were shipped into North Dakota in 2012 that puts us on top of this list. Number one, North Dakota. Number two, New Hampshire. Number three, Montana. South Dakota, four. Minnesota was like 29th. So, what do you make of that?
And that's just the beer that shipped into North Dakota. I've noticed a huge surge of craft beers, little microbreweries that have been opening up as well. We've just had a couple open up in the Bismarck Mandan over the last year. That seems to be very prevalent around the state as well also.
Well, a recent conversation we had about us being number one in bars per capita prompted quite a discussion on the program, so I thought we'd bring this up to see what you make of this. Good, bad, or indifferent. I instantly thought, well, people are going to say, oh, yeah, it's the oil boom. Now people are drinking beers, you know, that whole kind of Wild West story. But I think with South Dakota and Montana being right behind us, it sort of knocks that out. And then there's the whole argument, oh, there's nothing else to do, which is kind of crazy. You can read a book. I read a book this weekend. As a matter of fact, a book that came from a listener suggestion. And remember the lady who called from Devil's Lake? And talked about the book Psalm 91.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was talking about Psalm 91. She was talking about the book Psalm 91. I ordered that up and read that book. That was a quick one. And this weekend I read, I never read fiction. Fiction to me is like, okay, I don't have time for this, right? I there's enough real world stuff that I have to deal with as a parent, as a, entrepreneur, as a radio talk show host.
Why most people read fiction, though, to get away from some of that.
I realize that, but I've just never been able to be one of those kind of people. Anyway, I actually read a little fiction this weekend, and it is a book called One Second After, all about EMP. You know what an EMP is?
That's the pulse, the electromagnetic pulse.
You nailed it. Yeah. That's Steve won the quiz.
I didn't know it was a test.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
Feel smarter. I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
It is scary. And the book is fiction, but there's a lot of talk. There's even a group in Congress known as the Electromagnetic Pulse Caucus.
That's supposed to be the next big weapon, from what I've understood.
Well, with the saber rattling going on with North Korea and Iran and everything else, it's a real worry. And what it is basically is it's something that's detonated above the atmosphere, and this electromagnetic pulse shuts everything down. This story is actually set in a North Carolina town, but it could be anywhere. And essentially, everything stops. I mean, vehicles don't run because they're run by electronics. The power grid is off, so there's no power. There's no vehicles. Planes drop from the air. I mean, it makes 9/11 look like a bug bite in the way of an attack. It's unbelievable. And kudos to whoever the listener was that suggested I read it. It took me a while, but I finally got around to it. And plowed through it little by little through the fourth on into the weekend. But it's depressing. That's what it is. Because it is, for one, it sounds like to me we're not exactly real well prepared for it. I mean, think about that. In this case, the book lasts a year. It tells a story over a year. Imagine fending for yourself with no power, no vehicle. You know, you can't go to the store. The stores are looted within, you know, hours or days of an event like this. I mean,
I'm sure the research that has been done on this, because it is touted as viable, the next weapon, because it shuts down the power grid, shuts everything down, just wipes it right off the board. But I'd like to know if it's just a temporary brownout or if it actually melts circuits and destroys systems.
I think it's a topic worthy of talking about in the future, North Dakota, especially being such a power-generating state, you know. So what happens, you know, to the grid? Can this happen? Is it real? Anyway, the book called One Second After, highly recommended if you want a wake-up call. Bob in Dickinson is on the phone. Hello, Bob. You're up at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you. I called earlier, and then I was in a bad reception area. Calling about the... which you were talking about, the statistics about the beer and about how we have to drink the most beer of any state per capita. I don't really think that's something we should be really proud of. You know, I'm a minister and I do prison ministry is one of the main things I do. And I, you know, it's really interesting to me how people are so, you know, on such a bandwagon against drug usage. And sometimes the same people, you know, kind of tout beer and liquor as, you know, a wonderful social thing. And they're both drugs. And if you took all the problems that were related to drugs, even meth, prescription, you know, painkillers, all those things, that would fill up a thimble compared to the problems of alcohol in this country. I would say the majority of the people that are locked up in prison right now are locked up through alcohol related crimes. Even some of the sexual crimes are alcohol related. Alcohol, of course, attacks the part of the brain that causes us to worry about consequences of our actions. That's why when young people drink, of course, that part of the brain's not developed anyway in a young person. So when they drink and drive or drink and do anything, you know, it's multiplied even more so because that part of the brain is not totally developed, especially in young men until 25.
Bob, when you're ministering to the prison system, do you find that there's a lot of alcohol issues that bleed into the other problems?
That's what I was just saying. Absolutely. That's why I can say with confidence that the majority of people that are locked up in our prison systems in North Dakota are locked up there either directly or indirectly because of alcohol. And so, you know, it's, I think people need to rethink this. You know, there's such a stigma to being a drug addict. And of course, now even prescription drug addicts, we've got tons of those, you know, people that are hooked on pain pills, legally hooked on them. And apparently they're wonderful citizens, you know, and same with alcoholics are wonderful citizens and some of these other drug addicts are the scum of the earth. We treat them that way. And really, I just want people to think what they're saying and how hypocritical it is if you go home and drink a six pack of beer every night and then kind of lift your nose up at somebody that's some other type of drug addict and think that you're much better than they are. That seems really hypocritical to me. And of course, I'm against all use of all of them myself because I, not only did I have a drug addiction problem in my past, but I came from a home of a raging alcoholic. And I guess I, you know, I mean, I saw firsthand exactly how destructive alcohol is. And so I think we should stay away from it. I think Christians ought to stay away from drinking, even if they can handle their liquor. They should stay away from it just because of the example that it sets for others that cannot, which are a huge, huge amount of people.
So you
don't even should be proud about that.
You don't even subscribe to everything in moderation. You're saying it's just any use is a bad thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been completely sober now for many years, and I haven't missed anything in life. And plus, I believe it sets a good example to those around us. Like, if I could handle my liquor, which I'm sure I couldn't, you know, just because of my addictive nature, if I could, why would I drink, why would I drink and maybe one of my children would start to become an alcoholic? Or I just think it's just really unwise. It's a terrible example, I think.
Well, some can't. I mean, some certainly can, and it's sad when they don't recognize that, and that leads to the problems you talked about. I happen to be one of those kind of people that says, you know, for the people that can use it in moderation, it's, you know, it's perfectly fine. But, there obviously are people that have vices and can't, and ends up being a big problem. Bob, you gave us some food for thought. We'll see if others agree with you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. And thanks for doing what you do in prison ministry. That's a noble calling, that's for sure. Stephen Grafton wants to weigh in on gun control. Stand Up in Minot wants to talk about same-sex marriage. Hey, it's What's on Your Mind. Let us know. 800-228-0550. More coming up. Don't go away. Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Edgewood Vista will soon have 3 locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of Mackenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista, Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I'm Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, and let's get back to the phones with your comments. Steve in Grafton, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys, you still hear me?
You betcha.
Loud and clear, right. Steve.
Yeah, I heard a dime-minute truck here. No, I just wanted to make a couple of comments on the gun control thing. What these people don't seem to realize about this expanded background checks is that it takes away the due process that's needed to take people's rights to purchase firearms. away from them. I don't know why they're so dead set on taking people's rights away from them without giving the people a chance to go through the court process to defend their rights. That's my problem. They want to expand. And also, the thing about private sales, there isn't a background check out there that's going to stop the transfer of firearms through private sales, because there isn't somebody watching over everybody's back when they go to sell a gun. So go ahead.
Steve, the biggest disconnect I see, though, is they're putting all these, they want to put all these laws and rules into place for law-abiding citizens. It does not address the criminal who's not going to go to a gun store and not go through a background check and not go down the road. They're going to go down to the corner and pay $50 for a gun to commit a crime that was probably stolen.
That's exactly right. There's no way to monitor the private sales outside of gun shows, outside of gun dealerships. There is just no way, unless they go over to a firearms registry, which is one thing that us gun people do not want. I don't want to have to go and register every firearm I got in my gun safe. That's insane. Plus, it's expensive.
And then be charged for it on top of it.
Yeah. And then
I already paid a tax. I paid a tax when I bought that.
And then if somebody breaks into my house and rips my gun safe off my wall, and takes it to their garage and breaks it open and takes one of my guns out and goes and kills somebody, then I'm the one that gets in trouble for it, because that gun is registered to me. That, it's just not right.
My proposal is that any new legislation, number one, shouldn't even be implemented until we've enforced all the laws we currently have in the books, which we don't. But any new legislation should only fix a problem that we did not foresee. And all this, suggestions do nothing, for instance, to address what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. So it's getting to an end that they desire, that has nothing to do with anything other than exploiting the tragedy of an awful situation in Sandy Hook Elementary. Steve, appreciate the call. Good common sense up there in Grafton today. Appreciate it. Stan and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Stan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Say, I got a question. You know, being a conservative against this same-sex marriage and all that stuff. But to add a little humor, I think I'm reciting my flooded house up here. And I put styrofoam around it first at first sight. Well, the styrofoam is going to be on by itself for a couple of weeks. The only problem I have is it's pink. Do you think I will give people the wrong impression who drive by my house? That's all I've got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Stan. Let's go to Dan in Streeter. Dan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good show.
Good. Thanks, Dan. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Finally back from vacation.
But did you have a good one?
I was calling about the earlier conversation between Jamie and that gal about having a, civil discourse, is I do actually have a friend who's very liberal, lives in Tucson, knows Gabby Gifford personally, and when that shooting happened, the flame and vile rhetoric coming from the left was just insane, you know? And I try to carry on conversation, and this is somebody I know, and it was, I mean, they were blaming Sarah Palin and every, you know, right-winger and everything. And it was just insane. You couldn't even carry on a conversation.
To the best of my knowledge, Gabby Giffords was actually fairly pro-gun and fairly pro-Second Amendment prior to the shooting.
Well, the big thing with this right now is they're trying to parlay this into, since Mark Kelly, her husband, retired as an astronaut, they're basically, this is a political campaign for him. That's all it is. They want him in to her prior seat, and that's even what my friend has said. They go, yeah, the guy that we elected now is just a placeholder because this is Gabby's seat. And again, it goes back to this, these liberals that they think they own it, just like Ted Kennedy. They think that they own a seat that's not owned by the people, but that's, as we know, not
how can true. You run for political office when you're a felon because you broke the straw laws?
Well, yeah, and that's the whole thing is, you know, yeah, we can get into that whole.
That's a different topic, but but it's there. And if he runs for that position, I guarantee that will come up.
Well, yeah, but, you know, that's the only purpose. Why else would they come up to, you know, not being wanted here, up here in North Dakota, and then they're just trying to pander to their, you know, they got run out of, you know, Washington, D.C. when she was trying to get, you know, strict gun control laws done there. And what happened there? They got run out of town. So, you know, but that's kind of my thing is, you know, I'm former law enforcement. You know, I understand all that kind of stuff, but trying to have a decent conversation with liberals is impossible.
From a former law enforcement perspective, are what's on the books right now enough, or should there be something different?
Yeah, well, they just need to be enforced. I mean, that's the whole thing. Look at immigration. Look at all these laws. There, you know, is enforced what's out there. Again, like you were saying before, it's the criminal element. They're not going to follow the laws. All this is going after law-abiding people and, you know, burdening them with more laws that make no sense.
Appreciate the call, Dan. Thank you, Ron and Bismarck. Let's get you in here as well. What's on your mind at 800-228-0550?
Yes, I was able to be in the Gabby Gifford thing at the Kroll's Cafe last Tuesday, and I've nicknamed it now GEE, the Gabby Exploitation Event. And it's extremely interesting to be in there and hear some of North Dakota's extremist liberals, as they call themselves, talk among themselves as friends, and yet being on the opposite side, and hear her husband is exploiting her for the $11 million donations they've gotten now to go around and grab more of our guns. So it's absolutely atrocious what they're doing to her just to exploit the gun grab.
Ron, was there any discussion of mental health issues, which to me is the core of the problem with this situation?
In that meeting, no at all. No, it was kind of interesting. They don't know who I am, so they reserved me a place in there. I was probably would not have been allowed it had it been a local thing done by local people because they know who I am. And so I was sitting next to a guy who everybody knows, and I won't mention his name, and he mentioned one of Gabby's handlers that Heidi used to be a good liberal, and he says, now she's slipping. I just turned to him and said, praise God, she's coming to her right mind.
Heidi's a good North Dakotan is the way I like to look at it. Heidi's just a good North Dakotan.
Ron, thanks for sharing a little bit of that story. We appreciate it very much. When we come back, Al Carlson will talk about the updated budget forecast in North Dakota. It's rosier than ever and was off by quite a bit in a good way. We'll find out what he thinks about that and also welcome your calls for him when we continue. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's Dr. O RTMAN.com or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon, live on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KCJB, KLTC in Dickinson, and KTGO in Tioga. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Our next guest is the majority leader, member of the North Dakota State House, Republican from Fargo, Al Carlson, joining us. And your calls, questions, and comments are welcome for him at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Al, welcome. How are you?
Pretty good, Scotty. How are you?
We're doing well today. Mr. Bakken is here as well.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Al. How are you today? Did you have a good fourth?
Oh, it's a lovely day in the valley.
It's a lovely day anywhere in North Dakota.
It's a beauty today. I want to talk a little bit about the general fund, which is looking rather plump for the state of North Dakota. Revenue streaming into the state surpassed the state's forecast by $1.6 billion. What did you make of that number?
You know, we always knew that, Scott. When we built our budget for 2013-15, we knew that we were going to be at least $1.4, $1.45 billion over our projections of 2011. So we spent that money. We built our budget on that money. But what did happen is it came in about $150 million higher than we thought it was going to be. But we did anticipate when we were building our budget that a majority of that money would be there. And by golly, we spent it on a lot of it went for infrastructure, for public education, for Medicaid expansion, and things like all the other various programs that we have. So the money was there, anticipated. It's a little more than we thought, but everybody sounds like we were so far off. You got to realize that was a projection from 2011.
So what do you make of it? Is just how fast things are improving and how robust the economy is here that it's impossible to predict 2 years out what the budget is going to generate or what the
well,
state's going to generate?
The good news is, Scott, that when we go through, we get budget updates. We had one in the end of February which showed us pretty close to that number being there. So we worked the whole session knowing that we were going to have that money, and it better, and thank heavens it came in, because we had a lot of needs for that to be spent on, you know, we had $500 million worth of water projects around the state. We had property tax relief of about $850 million. We reduced income and personal tax with that money. Besides, we took care of all the needy programs that were out there. So you know, you can always say it's way off, but when you think way back to the projection of 2011, we've had a robust economy. The ag prices have been great. The oil market obviously is booming. Our sales tax keeps hitting records every month. And we'll probably be off again next biennium, Scott. We'll probably have more money collected than we anticipated when we did our 13-15 projections.
Al, what are some of the other projects? Did you get to everything this session that you wanted to get to that needed to be addressed? And where I'm going with this is into the interim where a lot of other issues get addressed. Did you get to all the projects you wanted to get through in this session? And then where does that leave interim discussions?
Well, the interim discussion is always what things need to be addressed next time, and we'll try and react to those things that come up. But I would say if you talk to the people out west, they would tell you that they're still short some funds out there. We put almost $3 billion into infrastructure. There was some money moved around the last few days between hub cities, and some of the counties felt they were shortchanged. And we're going to work hard to make sure that we continue not only to deal with the infrastructure on a one-time or two-time basis, but that it's ongoing. And that's probably where our greatest need is, because this economy is driven by good infrastructure. If you don't have that, you got a problem. So we need to look at a couple of major things in the interim, Steve, are going to be the property tax relief. We've taken a giant leap into trying to hold down property taxes for our taxpayers, but we really haven't looked at the root of the problem, and that is what's driving these up every time and every time and every time. And obviously, the valuations have gone up, the market's hot, but we also have state laws in place that require that those values are to be averaged, they're to be pushed up, and therefore without even raising one more mill, you've raised a lot more tax dollars for the local political subdivision. So we need to dig deep into that and see if we can try and put some baseline budgeting in there, not caps, but baseline budgeting, and put some other things in place that people understand dollars and percentages and get away from this mills thing that nobody understands. That's probably going to be one of the hottest issues we deal with. And the second one's going to be the big infrastructure. Where do we recommit and where do we reassign some of this money to make sure we're getting it to the place where it's needed most?
One of the other things I wanted to lead into this here is the fact that I look at the interim being so important in addressing some of the issues and setting up the next legislative session. A little bit of a dust-up with the Democrats saying that they're upset about some of the interim legislative committee assignments. What is your response to that?
You know, politics comes into play as well as policy. But there isn't any state in the union that's going to take a minority party member and make him chair of a committee at any point in time. And the point is we're trying to develop some consistency, Steve, between our regular session and our interim. And that means we need to have those same people or various people in place, the majority party with the majority agenda. Those people are never locked out of anything. I think they're treated extremely well in the state of North Dakota. They have good ideas. We move them forward. But to allow them, they're upset because they're not chairing committees. We're trying to make a more consistent level of leadership and policy between what you were just talking about. How do you tie the needs of the interim into the real session, the next session that comes up? And that's done by having consistent leadership and a consistent vision for how you're going to get to those goals.
The new student member of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education came out and said, by the way, Devin Hofferth is his name, out of Devil's Lake, says the State Board of Higher Ed will need to make peace over the next year to move past the months of controversy and the contract buyout of former Chancellor Ham Shabani. I don't know if we've talked to you, Al, since he was bought out, and also we have a controversy over the Legislative Council's emails requested of President Bresciani. You obviously have long sought a different way of governance for the Board of Higher Education. First and foremost, do you think all this controversy makes your point a lot more likely to become the way we govern higher ed in North Dakota?
You know, Scott, we put record money into higher education this time. Record money. We finally developed a different funding formula. And by the way, that was not done by the Board of Higher Education. We gave them three or four interims to do that. That was developed by the governor and the legislature, and that changed equity. It would really been a lot to NDSU and places like Dickinson and some of the other campuses that were falling short on the equity dollars. So every time, I don't know about making peace. We gave them flexibility years ago with the round table, and we expected accountability, and I've always maintained that we only got half of the situation. So the most important part now is the chancellor's gone. The next school session is very close to starting, you know, another month and a half, and they'll be in classes. We need to make sure we focus on the kids and doing a good job of getting the right programs for the right kids so they can have the right skills to create a strong North Dakota workforce. I think that they've helped us a lot, Scott, in this process, proving that this part-time board governance doesn't work very well.
Al, I think one of the problems, there's a little bit of a disconnect within residents of North Dakota and higher education. You mentioned the record funding that was provided to higher education. I don't think people are thinking that that money is used wisely. So throwing more money at the problem maybe isn't the solution. How do you address the issue of reclamating with the citizens of North Dakota who are spending their tax dollars in higher education when they see the problem isn't the funding for higher education, but the system itself?
You know, and I can't disagree with that. I've been the advocate for more accountability all along the line. And per capita, we're one of the leading states in the nation per capita for funding of higher education. So the commitment is there. We hear a lot about tuition and our tuition being so expensive. Well, really, when you look at a national scale, it's not. It's very competitive. But can those campuses do a better job of spending the money, of being better stewards of that, of being having better costs and better accessibility for the students? I think they can. And I think the system needs a little overhaul. I would never criticize those 8 volunteers on the Board of Higher Ed because that is a thankless job. But I do think it's time for a change. I think full-time people working at that will make what you're saying, Steve, a more accountable system to the citizens of North Dakota and a more responsive citizens to creating the workforce we need.
Al Carlson, House Majority Leader, with us for a couple more minutes here. There is still an ongoing investigation regarding emails that were missing based on a legislative council request for those. Are you concerned that there is some sort of effort to conceal conversation and communication by President Dean Brashani or someone at the University or NDSU? And also, what did you make of his concern that the North Dakota University system had access to his email, didn't think that was appropriate?
You know, I have not dug into it that deep, but I've always had the theory that you're innocent until proven guilty. I think that Dr. Brashani's doing a nice job up at NDSU. If those emails, if there were some things that shouldn't have been erased, that were intentionally erased, then they'll have to address that. But for now, until they prove what all happened, and what was communicated and why they were gone, I'm going to sit back and watch, Scott, because it's too easy to judge and throw gasoline on the fire. And I'm not going to do that till I understand what all the facts are.
Al, we're coming up against the break, but I want to ask you about Byron Dorgan's comments on the extreme policies coming out of Bismarck, making it harder for all of North Dakotans to exercise the right to vote by passing a voter ID law and some of the other anti-women legislation in the country. How do you respond to that?
You know, Byron, he should have had some of those issues addressed when he was a U.S. senator. Nice man, but he had his opportunity to run the federal, and we think we've done a pretty darn job, a good job of running the state. You can't even cash a check. You can't get on an airplane without a photo ID. We made it a no-cost type situation, and we made it very easy for people to get. It'll make it much better for everybody. We won't have all these affidavits running around. We won't be counting votes until we know that the person is who they say they are. It's just good voter identification. It doesn't slow anybody down. Anybody who wants to vote can vote. And if we need to make it more accessible, we need to go to places for people to get IDs, we'll do it. But I think that, and of course he's referring to some of the issues that we dealt with on the pro-life side of issues.
We should add in a fundraising email as well.
Fundraising email, yeah.
Up against the clock, Al, thanks for the time today. North Dakota House Majority Leader Al Carlson, our guest on the Common Sense Club. Messages.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
If you've got a smell that's making you crazy, we've got a solution, and it's North Dakota made. Daryl is on the line from the Zeeland, North Dakota company that has a great product that destroys odors. And we're talking the worst of the worst. Mold, musty smell, skunk smell, pet odors, smoke, the works. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely. We found out after research and development for 5 years, chlorine dioxide that we manufacture in Zeeland will destroy the odor molecule permanently. And we don't put fragrances in our products for one reason. Why put a fragrance in? All it does is mask the odor. We offer a 100% odor-free guarantee, or we'll give your money back on any type of odor in any vehicle, car, camper, any confined space, or out in the open. We can get rid of the smells. Let us help you take care of your odor problems.
Our listeners are raving about it. Call and join the odor-free team, 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go to the website stopsmellnow.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannum, this is What's on Your Mind, and Steve, we are pleased to be joined by Renee Mitchell, who does some unbelievable photography, and I am one of those kind of people that sees an oil derrick, or sees the activity in the Bakken and sees it as a beautiful thing because it's our natural resources, it's prosperity, it's wonderful. So it's one thing to actually see that hustle and bustle of the Bakken and think, well, that's great. But what Renee does is turn it into just sheer beauty.
It's art.
It is art. It is art all the way. And so we wanted to. I guess people think of the Bakken, they think of truck drivers, and they think of folks working on the oil rigs and everything else. But there's a lot of ways to make a living with what's happening in the Bakken. And Renee Mitchell's done a marvelous job through the lens of her camera. Pretty neat. Renee, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me, Scott.
So tell us how this started. How is it that you turned? You're from Williston, right? So you know the area, but right. Tell us a little bit about how you turned your love of photography into capturing what's happening in the Bakken?
Sure. Well, I just started out as a landscape photographer 3 years ago, just kind of set out to capture the simple beauty of our state. And I always used to say that, you know, you don't have to climb a mountain or go to an ocean to see beauty. It's just in our backyard. And so that's what I set out to do. And every city where I would go in to take to do a show, I would always capture something local and do some text editing and sell pictures at local craft fairs and art shows. And in the fall of 2011, I was doing two shows in Williston, and I thought, well, let's just see what kind of reaction we get to some of the oil pictures that I had taken. You know, I'd be out at sunset and would take a picture of a pump jack or a drilling rig with the pretty sky, and I had no idea what kind of reaction I would get, and I wasn't really prepared for the reaction that I did get, but it was overwhelming. Like, people were really excited to see it, and, you know, it was the people that were working for oil field companies mainly that were giving me the response that triggered my business. And, you know, they were saying, my name is so-and-so and I work at Baker Hughes, and, you know, we'd love to have pictures like this in our new office, and, you know, we're tired of having pictures from Houston or Denver, and we want local stuff. And that's when I realized very quickly that there was a market to be had, and I jumped in head first and really haven't looked back since then.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that picture of a nice big pheasant in front of an oil rig you got to take for me, Renee.
Well, hey, I'll get right on that for you.
What makes a great picture, a slice of North Dakota? Is there a specific shot you're looking for, or is it just real shots that come up and you're like, that's the shot? Do you know it when you see it, or do you go through after the fact and go, this was a great shot?
No, I know it when I see it. In fact, if you had a camera on me when I'm driving around out in Western North Dakota, I'm sure I look like a little kid, because I'll come around the corner and I'll instantly see it. Like, wow, you know, that is unbelievably beautiful. And I had someone tell me my biggest compliment in my, you know, photography career. And they said, you know, your pictures are just as good as, established oil and gas photographer out of Denver, but the thing that yours has that his doesn't have is heart. And I think that's where, coming from, you know, Williston, and I know the beauty of the landscape there, and then incorporating, you know, all of this metal and machinery in with it, which I find absolutely captivating. It's just so much fun seeing how it's integrating with the landscape. And I know, you know, some people might not find it beautiful, but I do. And it's just amazing to be off in all of these parts of the state that I would otherwise have no business being unless someone's paying me to be there. But it is amazing, at looking at how it has affected the landscape. And I think that you can capture the beauty, of the two of them coming together.
And I know you want the pheasant, but I've seen some great photos of agriculture and oil production interacting and relating. I mean, you really got neat shots of a combine out in the field, and you know, the oil rig in the background, and the lights of Williston with an oil rig. I mean, that's the beauty of all this. It just is, you know, everything can coexist and do so rather well, doesn't it, Renee?
Yeah, exactly. You have agriculture integrating with it. You have livestock, wildlife, and I mean, just the rolling plains. You know, just when I was there last week, I was super excited because I was right north, west of Newtown, and there was three drilling rigs just lined up, bing, 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 you know, and with the rolling hills, and it's just, there's so much, there's so much beauty in all of it, and it still fascinates me. I don't care how many sites I've been to, I'm still fascinated every time I come up to a site.
Before we let you go, we better tell folks how they can find out more about your photography. Tell us how they get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can go to my website. It's www.reneemitchell.com. That's R-E-N-A-E-M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. Or you can find me on Twitter as well. I'm always posting pictures of my visits out there. And it's funny how people that aren't from there, they're just fascinated about what's going on, because there is a lot of misconceptions about what's going on out west. And so I try and humanize it, you know, whether it's people stories or landscape pictures or whatever. There's always something fun to be posting on Twitter.
ReneeMitchell.com, or you can call her at 701-541-2621, and prints and gallery wrap canvas, and it's just, it's great stuff. Steve, we love it, don't we?
I'm still looking for that pheasant. She'll get me one of those. I know you will.
Yes, that'll be my next mission. If not,
thank you, Renee.
For you.
Thank you, Renee.
So
Renee Mitchell, great photographer. Check it out, ReneeMitchell.com. I'm Steve Bacher with Scott Hamm. This is What's on Your Mind.
See you.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I'm Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
At Zimmerman's.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.